Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. Our number, 888-340-3373.
I got it.
888-340-3373. And we had a young lady holding.
We did, and she's still there. Mary from Staten Island. She held on
so Mary,
to
did you
lengthy think, top of the hour break.
You still there, Mary?
I'm here, guys.
So you know, you're a Christian, and mm-hmm. and we're you know, I think you said you didn't agree that anybody's taxpayers should pay for anybody else's contraception.
Right.
So I think kind of what I'm wondering is, like, what other thought do you have about this whole thing? The fact that they're trying to, that the president would try to convince people that this is something, and he's a Christian. So what I'm wondering is, as a Christian, what do you think about all this? Do you think it's just the way it is and just the way it's all going and the way it's all headed and there's really nothing we can do?
I'm really disappointed, in the president. And, we're such a valueless society, and sorry, I disagree with it. And at any rate, I don't agree that it should be paid for, because it's something elective. Like, if you have your face done, you have an eye lift, that's cosmetic surgery. It's elective, so it's not paid for. And I think even if you want to use birth control, that's an elective thing. That's your decision, so you should pay for it, just like you pay for your plastic surgery on your own. It's not a medical necessity. So it just doesn't, make sense even to me, no matter what someone's, personal moral beliefs are. Mm. I don't really follow the sense of it.
Yeah. All right, Mary. Well, thank you for your patience. Appreciate that a lot.
What happened?
One of our producers said, I think the government should have to pay for my plastic surgery, too. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding, she said. All right, let's go to Jim in Brooklyn, also listening to AM 970, The Apple. Jim, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how you fellas doing tonight?
We're doing great.
All right. What really gets me about this whole debate is it has nothing to do with the government paying for contraception. The whole issue was that religious institutions are going to have to pay for it through the insurance they provide for their employees, or in the case of the Georgetown student, for their students through insurance that they pay for. So you guys are perpetrating a big lie.
Jim, that's not true. Jim,
you're misleading information.
Jim, hold on. The reason that she was asking Congress to force taxpayers to do it, did you watch her statement, Jim?
Yeah, I did watch her.
And okay, I did too.
Taxpayers. It's about having her university pay for it.
But if that was not going to happen, she said a couple of times in the statement that this should be a public service that the government
that was never part of the
shouldered. Well, no, it actually is, Jim, because it started with Obama's mandate to make all people have free contraception available, quote-unquote free contraception available, either through their insurance provider or through their employer. And the fact that the president thought he could mandate that just through executive fiat is kind of ridiculous, but then the fact that he would be using...
through insurance companies. The insurance companies would pay for it. And the reason the insurance companies lined up and agreed to do it, and there was never...
But, Jim, you're not being honest, because you know that some companies...
Listen, you're giving a partial...
Jim, you know that some companies self-insure. Are you a small business owner?
Actually, I am.
Okay, I am too. So you know to the degree that small businesses many times self-insure, or they do cash bonuses so employees can get insurance when they otherwise couldn't. So there's a whole a cadre of different options out there for people. And for the Obama administration to say, we're going to make sure that no matter what your insurance situation is, someone else is going to pay for your contraception. Even
if that's not the debate we're having here. That's not the debate that we're having. The whole reason that woman from Georgetown tried to get on and was at first denied the ability to speak was because they were talking about whether or not religious institutions should be forced to provide
and they shouldn't be forced.
Well, that's not the debate you're giving. You're not giving that side of the story. Instead, you're going to this whole thing about how taxpayers are going to be forced to pay the bill for this woman who you did call a harlot and you weaseled
out. Now, see, that's like he's making stuff up as he goes along.
Well, he sounds like he's...
I didn't call her that word.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's going to be folks who listen to the program who are going to hear what they hear, the way they hear it. And obviously that guy thinks the way he thinks, and that thinking seems to be in opposition with our thinking.
No, not necessarily.
I think so.
Well, what he said was that forced contraception is part of the Obama administration's agenda. This is what he told Jackie in the call screen. So, and he didn't say anything that disputed that. He just said that we're not talking about what the real issue here is. And that real issue is something we already touched on, a while ago. The government being able to say to the Archbishop of New York or any other religious leader or group in the country that you have to do something that violates your conscience is immoral. Are you happy, Jim? I covered the part of the conversation you wanted to discuss. I still think that it is a laughing stock to send a girl to a committee in Congress to say, poor me. It cost me $3,000 to buy all my birth control for my graduate school. That's more than I made in summer, summer jobs. Okay, cry me a river. I'm sorry.
I think if you pay for all that contraception, she's not going to have enough time to study. That's just me.
And I'm not drawing conclusions.
She doesn't want to flunk now, does she?
I'm not drawing conclusions about her study life. Stephen is, but I'm not.
I'm drawing conclusions.
I'm not saying she's a bad student.
What's that guy's name? What's the last caller's name?
Jim.
I'm drawing conclusions, Jim. There. How do you like them apples?
So, anyway, 888-340-3373. Yes, 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 Jim, you're right. It is wrong that the administration is forcing religious institutions to violate their conscience to provide everything from the pill to condoms, to abortifacients for women that want them and don't want to pay for them. Yes, that's wrong. Yes, sir.
Are we into?
Not yet.
Ah.
You wanted to take a break?
No.
We still have 90 seconds.
No.
To take a break.
We could do an improv.
But 888-340-3373. So here's let me just throw a little bit more gas on the fire. My lovely bride, sitting watching this whole debate take place this week, actually kept me informed on several things.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees that talk show host, who goes by the single name, apologize today. And he said, I chose some poor words,
right,
et cetera, et cetera.
It's a smart thing to do.
My wife goes, I wished he hadn't apologized.
Did she? What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really? And she said, I'm probably going to get her quote wrong, but I don't intend to. But she said something along the lines of, what bothers me almost as much as this generation expecting other people to pay for their contraception is the fact that ladies are willing to spread their legs as often as they do now. And she said, and this is my wife, she said, it's not an issue of... Because there were several people that said that talk show host had challenged this woman's virtue. Like he was calling her, that virtue is not in doubt.
Right.
Virtue is restraint, right?
Right.
That was done. Coming right back. In just a second. We did this again.
No.
See, you goofed me up when you made me think that we were late to the break.
Just hurry up because I can't open my popcorn.
You can open your popcorn. Open your popcorn.
I can't?
Yes.
You'll let me?
888-340-3373. So the lovely bride says it's not an issue of him questioning her virtue. Her virtue is not. And any woman that adopts this mentality that I've got to have contraception so that I can have wild amounts of sex and that it's someone else's responsibility and someone else needs to pay for it, even if it's an insurance company. I mean, you know, who says that they have to pay for it?
Is it virtuous that the woman's even willing to publicly talk about this?
If it's in the insurance company's interest and they do it in their model, then, you know, that's goody for them. They figured out a way to pay for it. But for a government entity to mandate an institution or for the taxpayers themselves to have to pay for it, that's where we draw the line.
You've heard the 19 debates, but have you wanted to weigh in on the GOP presidential nomination process?
Now think about it. In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Whole Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Whole Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Exactly one phone line open right now, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'll be on Fox News come this Monday on Megyn Kelly's broadcast. I hope you'll join us. We're going to be breaking down the Huckabee Political Forum that aired tonight. And then I'll be back on Wednesday to break down Super Tuesday with the lovely and talented Megyn Kelly. So I hope that you'll join us then. Stephen Baldwin sitting across the table from me. You see him all over the place. 60 films, 20 years Hollywood.
And a mouthful of Pringles, baby.
And that doesn't get any better than that right there. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I got something. Someone posted something on the Facebook that I want to read in just a second. Again, another woman's perspective. I mean, I can understand you sitting there going, what do Baldwin and McCullough have to say about this at all? Baldwin and McCullough don't get to have an opinion about this because they're just a couple of dorky guys. So it's good to bring in the female perspective.
Just one of us.
To which I was like almost dead shocked today when my wife goes, when the lovely bride goes, you know, he didn't use the language I would approve of, but I don't think he needed to apologize.
That's gnarly.
Well, it's the lovely bride we're talking about. She's pretty intense, pretty serious. Anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Lake Point, Utah, a place I don't think I've ever been before, and say hi to Art. Hello, Art.
Hi. Hi, it's on I-80, just out of Salt Lake.
Very good.
About 4 years ago, I was listening to a black preacher in New York City about the time Jesse the Jackson was all inflamed and dissing Senator Obama. And he was calling him a long-legged Mac Daddy, and I didn't know what that was. I
Wait, Reverend Jackson friend. Called President...
Not Jackson.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is that guy on YouTube that's like a phenomenon.
Oh, he's the guy that renamed Harlem.
He called Obama. Obama.
Okay.
A long-legged Mac Daddy.
Okay, I missed that somehow. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead, Art.
I didn't know what that was. I had to, you know, and my black friend had to search out somebody who was, you know, up on that.
Someone who spoke jive.
That's a pimp.
To quote the airplane movie, yeah.
That's a pimp, and you know, since he stuck his nose into this thing, you know, he's. Might just end up not being known as the food stamp president, but as the president pimp.
President Mac Daddy. I think it's a more polite way to put it.
I think that's much more polite, but, you know, changing the name doesn't change the smell.
Well, and here's of it. Thank you, Art. Appreciate the insight. I didn't know what that meant either. I've heard that all the time. People have called me Mac Daddy. Mm-hmm. Because, are you doing a radio show or what? What are you doing?
Henry's down in America.
Who is this?
We're red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to
Who is that?
This is the gentleman that he's referring to.
This is why we don't let you do technical things.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
First of all,
just
turn it off, please. Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. But this is the Reverend James David Manning on YouTube, who has a series of these videos where he refers to the president as the long-legged Mac Daddy.
Okay.
You really ought to take a look.
Not right now. I shouldn't.
I'm sorry. I was just
888-340-3373. So the issue there is. The president saying, you know, we're going to make people provide this for you. Mm-hmm. This girl attending a religious school. The religious school will not provide it for her. The people that provide the insurance for that religious school will not provide it for her. So she goes to Congress and cries. $3,000 on my birth control.
How does she cry?
Just
making sure.
I don't know. That's probably a little too close to Slick Willie. You know, she was just... Stop. So anyway, let me be clear.
Kevin, you know, tonight you're all over the place. You're all over the place.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nancy in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and save ourselves from this. Hey, Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. Since Rush Limbaugh apologized, it's time for Bill Maher to apologize to Governor Sarah Palin for almost 4 years of attacking her, vicious words, and last week using the C word on her. This is what I found out last night. Sean Hannity mentioned it, and he is ripping mad. So I think the media, first of all, Obama's got to return his $1 million that he gave to Obama's PAC, number one. I mean, we've got to give it back to these liberals. We really do. I know Andrew Breitbart passed away, but we got to fight for this. And we got to make the media, I know Rush will do this on Monday, make Bill Maher, disgusting Bill Maher, what he's been saying for 4 years every week about Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann, but mostly Sarah Palin, the C word last week, and Sean's got that on tape.
Well, okay, fine, Nancy, right. And we don't promote Sean and Rush on this show because
all right, I'm just saying, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
So thank you. I appreciate that.
Crazy.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you. Here's the thing. Bill Maher you expect Bill Maher to be piggish at times, right? That's just the way he is.
Don't get me started.
So, my point being, I don't think it does us any good wallowing down in his slime and trying to make him suddenly become something different.
Let me tell you something.
Just ignore him, he'll go away.
I've only been born again.
He doesn't have any, influence.
10 years. And you like to talk about some of the excerpts from my book, my biography. And let me tell you something. I've been in the back rooms and the private rooms and the offices of some of the managers and the owners of some of these nightclubs.
Who cares?
And I've seen Bill Maher. I've seen
little
behind the scenes. I've seen the real Bill Maher.
So what?
Okay, but I'm just saying.
I know, but
it
why?
It just makes me laugh.
Just ignore the little guy.
Well, you got a point.
He just goes away.
Well, you're not going away.
And the thing is, and Nancy probably going to be mad at me.
I think he's going to hell, for sure. But that's just me.
And Nancy,
call me crazy.
Nancy may be mad at me for saying
this. I'm praying for Bill Maher.
But there's no need for our side.
Got to pray for him.
Like that talk show host, to get down in the slime that Bill Maher swims in. We don't have to. We don't have to go there. And there's no one that wins more on this whole conversation happening right now than the Obama administration. Because you know what we're not talking about tonight?
Obama.
The new unemployment numbers.
Right.
The latest jobs situation. We're not talking about, you know, the manufacturing sector that is still continuing to hurt. We're not talking about a whole bunch of things. Because they want to make this now about someone's contraceptive payments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
It's a Jedi mind trick.
Partly. You're the expert on those.
It's an Obama Jedi mind trick.
I would trust your wisdom on that. 888-340-3373. When we come back, a bunch of you have weighed in on the Facebook page tonight. And you can join the Facebook pages by going to TheBingeThinker.com. You can friend Stephen and Kevin. But I put up a question about this today. I just asked. So who does...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, our number 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
A little breaking news tidbit. Looks like Mitt Romney will win the Washington caucuses. Paul and Santorum coming in at a somewhat distant second and third, 25 and 24% each. Romney had 36%. So it's on to Super Tuesday. On Tuesday, Ohio, Oklahoma, Virginia, a couple of others. We'll see what happens. That's the latest. All right. We're talking about the concept that I think is kind of, I think it kind of permeates that generation, the generation of Sandra Fluke, that kind of says, you know what? Pregnancy and birth control and all that stuff, that's legitimate stuff that someone else should pay for. And that's basically what I've been fired up about all night. Like, where did we arrive at the moment that we are at now, where we think someone else should pay for those things that we purposefully engage in and move? You know, we make decisions to be involved with. Isn't that kind of anti-American? I want to do this. I want to smoke 18,000 packs of cigarettes a day, but I want the government to give me free health care so if I get lung cancer, they can pay for all the chemo and the surgery. You know who embodies this the best? It's Obama himself. First 2 years he had his physicals with the White House doctor, and they're on the record. You can find this. Doctor said you got to smoke less and you got to drink a lot less. He's got a problem with alcohol and tobacco, and the doctor's concerned about it. But what was his signature piece of legislation he forced through in the first year, almost defying common sense when you saw how bad the economy was? It was a way to get everybody else to pay for health care. It is a weird thing to think that I can do whatever I want and still expect someone else to pick up the bill for it.
It is weird.
And I think it's immoral, personally.
It is weird.
Let's talk to Jeff in Incline Village, Nevada. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, well, thank you, and good evening.
Thank you.
So, about Sandra Fluke, I tuned in and somebody accused you of calling her a harlot or something like that. And I'm not going to call her a harlot. I'm going to call her a liar. I mean, isn't that the point of why people have done the math about how many times a day she must be needing birth control if it's really $3,000? The point is, the Obama administration, their surrogates, these people do this all the time. They just throw anything out there. They throw out numbers. They throw out so-called facts, jobs created or saved. They say anything they want to say, and the state-run media doesn't challenge them on it. So they get just a free say anything. Do we really believe she only can make $1,000 on a summer job? That's kind of the issue there, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a pretty horrible job. And I'm wondering, you know, you're working your way through law school. You're probably doing something part-time during the time while you're in school in D.C. Why not keep that job going through the summertime?
Well, yeah, you already have a graduate degree. You're working on your postgraduate degree, and you're going to make sub-minimum wage, or you're only going to get 8.2 hours a week. I'm not sure how it works out to, you know, your birth control costs more than a job you can find. I mean, and they throw numbers at all the time. You know, inflate your tires and it'll save as much gas as we could get out of Anwar. That was said one time.
Right. I remember that.
There was a commercial on the TV that wasn't Obama, but it said to put a half-liter plastic bottle in your toilet tank, and you could save. I think they said $1,000. I forget what they said they could save. I did the math. I said, I'd have to have 7 toilets in the house and flush each one of them 3 times an hour, all 24 hours of the day, for it to equal that. They just, you know, and it'll be like taking this many cars off the road. They like to throw numbers out there, and they don't think anybody's going to stop to do the math in their head and say, that's preposterous.
Yeah.
That is utterly preposterous.
And if they do it enough times, Jeff, it comes so rapid fire, they think people can't keep up, even if they attempt to do the due diligence.
Say it often enough, it becomes the truth. But can I give you a quick political cartoon?
Sure.
I can't draw, so you're just going to have to picture this. You know, the cardinal calls his health insurance provider and says, how much to provide health coverage for my female employees with no coverage for birth control and, you know, and aborted patients and sterilization? Well, that'll be $500 a month. Okay. How much to provide the same things with birth control at no extra charge? Well, that's $550 a month. But don't worry. Soon it's going to go down to $525 a month for females and males alike.
That's the
hat trick they pulled, right? Isn't that the rabbit they pulled out of the hat?
Yeah.
The so-called compromise?
Sorry, not following it, but I appreciate it, Jeff. Got to take this break.
You've already discovered it's the season of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis. Have you...
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Baldwin McCullough Live, friend Stephen and Kevin at TheBingeThinker.com. You can see the Facebook friend boxes there on the right-hand side when you scroll down the page. Do that. Friend Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Live, every Saturday night starting 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And coming very soon to some new affiliate cities, was just told by our new syndicator, Genesis Communication Networks, this week that I think Baton Rouge and Grand Rapids soon going to be online. They're not already, so... If you are already listening and we didn't welcome you, we'll make that right in the future as well. Anyway, the topic has been more or less the whole thing that caused an apology by the kind of king of talk radio this week. He apologized today for saying a couple of things that he said went too far. And the issue is not really what he said. The issue is the concept of what the girl was doing from the beginning, which was, oh me, oh my, I need lots of money to pay for lots of contraception because I need birth control. And the question that I had was, why should taxpayers, why should you, why should a religious organization be forced to buy her birth control. 888-340-3373. What are your thoughts on that? Let's speak to Rocco, calling from the greater New York metro area, just outside the city of New Jersey. Rocco, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing well.
Good. One of the things I was told through a few people I know that Obamacare, supposedly have also euthanasia in that bill, supposedly. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I don't know of any piece of the bill that does pay for euthanasia, so I can't confirm that, no.
Oh, okay. I just want to bring that up. I don't think we should have to pay for the this type of bill, the socialized medicine. I think that we could get together a health plan bill where it doesn't have to be a burden on taxpayers.
Well, and so thank you, Rocco. What you're saying there basically is that it shouldn't be taxpayers shouldn't be in the business of funding health care for everyone else anyway. See, that's what we need. We need to get to the point, friends, where we develop systems where you don't have bureaucracy and fraud. And the current problem with the current health care plan is that in the current system, it's all based on what doctors can bill insurance companies versus what they can actually provide the services for. So there's this kind of, there's this issue of, you know, billing and how you do that and make sure everybody gets paid and so forth. The Obamacare problem is going to be worse because there will only be so many resources to go around. And when the money runs out, they're going to ration services. And maybe this is what you're referring to, Rocco. But people that have a quality of life that doesn't meet a certain standard, they won't get the same health care treatment as someone that is deemed younger and more fit and, you know, able to be more contributing, quote unquote, to society. And who knows how long until it jumps from that chasm to, oh, guess what? We don't think you're of particular value to society because of what you believe. There was a story that was released over this weekend where Kirk Cameron went on Piers Morgan and Piers Morgan asked him all these really in your face questions about what he thought about homosexuality and homosexual sex and what he would tell his kids about it if he was asked about it. And Kirk Cameron said, "Well, I'm going to tell them what I tell them, just like you would tell your kids what you tell them." And the cocky, arrogant Piers Morgan was like, "Well, you know, if my child asked me about this, I'd tell him that it was wonderful." And then, but see, then they had GLAAD, the Gay Lesbian Alliance Defense, whatever get a quote from GLAAD for the story that then ran after this appearance had been had, and he said Kirk Cameron's views are increasingly out of the mainstream of America, so marginalize. Try to say, oh, well, you don't count because you believe a certain thing. And it is really already taking hold. We used to be a nation where a man got up in the morning, put his feet on the floor next to his bed, and said, "God, help me provide and protect my family today. It's my responsibility to do that. No one else is going to help me out there. I have to go out and do this." And you know what? For people that are students of faith, it's kind of the biblical message, too. The biblical message says a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. So it's good for a provider for the family to get up and say, "Hey, I gotta go do something in order for my family to be taken care of today." It is a complete anathema to society to get out of bed and say, "Please, someone else wait on me. Pay for my housing, pay for my food, now pay for my birth control. Cost me $3,000 to have this birth control. Oh, woe is me." Well, why is that anybody else's issue? See, if I'm working really hard, running a little company, Stephen and I run the Extreme Media Company. We employ about 15 people right now. And if I'm working hard to grow that company and to help those families be able to pay their bills and us to pay our bills, I don't have anything left over to pay for some woman's birth control. So So I found it really interesting that my wife, the lovely bride, who I just adore, says to me today, that's not the problem. The problem isn't who pays for the birth control. The problem is no one has self-control anymore. And friends, that is going to be a huge problem. When we come back, I want to close with something that somebody wrote on the Facebook page tonight. Her name's Melissa. She wrote this very interesting, thought-provoking response to the question that we had laid out. And we'll get to that when we come back. And we've got room for your phone call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Would I be okay with paying for the birth control if it was for a married couple? No! Married couples should pay for their own birth control. My producers are being very bad tonight. They're trying to get me off my game here. Not going to work. You want birth control? Buy it yourself. 888-340-3373. Just like if you want to smoke, you got to go buy your own cigarettes.
Please let me have a smoke. I got to have a smoke. Please buy me a cigarette.
Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Education specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, Baldwin McCullough Live, so glad you're with us on Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern. If you'd like the podcast, you can get it for free at TheBingeThinker.com. Just scroll down the right-hand side of the page. You can also subscribe on iTunes. And I found the coolest thing this week. If you've got an Apple TV, you can just subscribe to it through that, too, and play it right in your home-based entertainment system, and it sounds phenomenal. 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts about this after we are off the air, you can also leave us voicemails on that number as well. But until we're off the air, you can get your calls through. 888-343-340-3373. Let's talk to Eric real fast in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Eric.
Real quick, guys. I don't think I should have to pay for birth control or subsequent abortions or whatever. But the reality is this young lady could participate in the world's oldest profession and earn $3,000 a night in Nevada doing what she likes to do with her legs spread.
Well, Eric, that's a little harsh. I mean, I do know you're from Nevada where some of that stuff is legal. But it's not about attacking her. But I do think it's about a mindset. And so did a friend of mine on Facebook who weighed in on this. Her name was Melissa. She said this. She said, there's so many things that bother me about this issue. Number one, it annoys me that Congress continues to entertain this silliness when the nation is facing a lot of serious and very real problems. She says, this is clearly a First Amendment issue, which no one seems to care about and should have been dismissed a long time ago in the first place. She says, it's also amazing what freedoms people are willing to give up in order to get something, quote, free. Contraception is not a woman's issue. It takes two people to conceive a child. Men should be responsible as well. She says, this is clearly a first world problem. We are apologizing left and right to the world for this and that, but we're proud to call buying our own contraception a reproductive injustice. She says, meanwhile, millions of women and children are being sold into sex slavery around the world and in our very own country. She says, we should be ashamed. She said, I'm sick of the lack of personal responsibility. The girl that chose to go to a Jesuit school and is choosing to have sex, she should pay for the consequences. The thing that bothers me the most, though, is that an unmarried woman can stand before the whole country and declare her sexual promiscuity, and we're all supposed to applaud her. But when you mention the word abstinence, people laugh in your face. At the very least, says Melissa on Facebook, we should respect the efforts of people that are trying to make responsible choices regarding their sexual activity and get the word out that it is possible and worth striving for. I immediately liked that comment and said that Melissa should run for president. Someone that thinks that clearly would get my vote. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to wrap things up. Stephen had to step out just a touch early. He has to go, wine and dine and schmooze and wow the crowd at the Saturday Night Live studios tonight. But he will be back along with me next week, and we look forward to being with you. By the way, please send us your emails, thebingethinker.com. Click the Connect page. You can drop us an email there. And you can also continue to weigh in with your voicemails, 888-340-3373. That line will be open all week long. And Stephen and I will get them personally. We will check them and hear them. Already had some fun ones come in last week. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying have a great night. And for those of you that it's important to, be in the Lord's house tomorrow. Till next Saturday. See ya.